Hey podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
Today, our $2 million finalist,
Scott Pape, breaks down the budget.
What's your best Kings Park story?
And we talk basketball with Boomers coach, Andre Lemanis.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
Love your location, but not your home. Keep your block and build your dream home with Ventura Homes.
One per person.
$2 million.
$2 million.
Mix 94.5's $2 million song with Watertown Brand Outlet Centre.
I want to be a millionaire.
Here we are, Perth. It's come down to this.
It's come to this.
We've been building a shortlist for 4 weeks, and one person from the list is about to find out that they're playing for $2 million this Friday.
This is a big deal. We are about to dial the number. If the person on this shortlist doesn't answer, we are going to move on to the next number until we find the person who's playing for $2 million.
Claire, show me your dialing finger. Is it shaking? Yeah. No, steady as a rock.
There's a little bit of sweat on the top of it.
Okay,
that?
Okay.
I think it's sweat.
Are we going to do this?
It's a big moment.
We are.
It's huge.
Yeah, this person, I can't wait to hear them.
I'm really nervous.
Okay.
Imagine how this person will be. Let's
please go. Answer the phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Oh.
$2 million.
Hey!
Good morning.
You're joking.
Would that happen to be Stephen from Maddington?
Yes, it sure is. You're joking.
Steve, it's your mates, Claire, Matt and Kimber here at Mix 94.5's The Big Breakfast. It's going to be you!
You little beauty. I can't believe it.
Well, believe it, buddy. You are our $2 million song finalist.
Oh, great.
Steve, apart
my legs are shaking. My new knees are melting.
You got new knees. You won't need new knees. What's going through your mind, Steve, apart from your head spinning right now and your eyes going a bit boggly?
There's a lot going through my mind on what to do if I get that $2 million, but I'm quite happy with the $10,000 as well.
Oh, well, bless you. Steve, this is how it's going to work. You are going to be here at the radio station at Mix 94.5 on Friday. You're going to have 100 songs to choose from. 99 of them are worth $10,000. One of them is worth $2 million, and that is the one we are hoping you pick.
Oh, yeah, so do I.
Steve, have you been looking at the list of songs? Have you narrowed it down?
Well, I've been looking at the list of songs, but I'm more a numbers man. So numbers in my mind. And,
okay.
You know, certain things have happened, how I got in and all the rest of it.
Okay.
You've got a couple of days to think about it, Steve. Okay, Steve, we've been going through the whole gamut of things that people would spend the money on, but what have you been fantasising about? In reality, what have you been thinking about with $2 million?
Well, first of all, look after my family.
Yes. Yep.
And then just live it up. I mean, I can put it in the bank and just retire.
Oh, what a change.
Yeah.
Well, buddy, we wish you luck, and from the bottom of our hearts, we want you to do this. So we're looking forward to seeing you on Friday, and it's going to be a wonderful morning.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. Steve, we will all be there to hold your hand. We cannot wait. This is really exciting. And hey, you can change your song right down to the last second if you like. When you're staring at them on the wall, if you think, nah, actually, that's the one, that's when you do it.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, can't wait.
Steve, cross everything. Be careful with those new knees, buddy.
Thank you very much.
We'll meet you soon, Steve.
No worries.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Money.
I need dollar.
Scott Pape, the barefoot investor.
Lots of things flying around, lots of terminology after last night's federal budget. Is it a mini budget with sweetness pre-election? Is it a fake surplus? Let's talk to the man who knows, the barefoot investor. Scott Pape, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Scotty, we would love to say that we've read the budget, but let's face it, we've taken the easy road by calling you and saying, can you break it down for us? Because you're our finance guy.
I got to say, I got into the budget. I'm here in Canberra. You go into this media lockup where you go in about midday. You get to look at the budget papers before the rest of the nation. You've got sort of 7 hours of getting out your calculator and running your numbers through. But within about 15 minutes of reading this document, document. I thought, you know what? This is a pre-election budget. Actually quite boring. I mean, you've got your tax cuts, which is what everybody will be waking up today and reading. So if you're on a low income or a middle income, you're going to get between $1,000 and $2,000 better off when you do your tax. So that's a good thing. But other than that, there wasn't, you know, a really big theme other than, hey, we've got a surplus, so, you know, we're good economic managers, so you should vote for us, and we're going to give you some nice tax relief. So they were the two major things that, you know, I really pulled out of the budget.
I can't believe you said it was boring, Scott. That's really blown me away. and, you know, how could you skip the part where you sat down? Didn't you, first of all, smell the papers for that wonderful photocopier smell?
it was that thing. They give you these little packs in, like, a little bag, and there's thousands of pages that you get to thumb through, but it's good because you catch up with all your sort of Casio calculator mates, you know, and this is just like my wife's back at home with three kids, so I get to do that, and then we all go out on the sauce afterwards. It was a great time.
Are they tax deductible drinks? Maybe not.
They are tax deductible. I'm on a work trip.
Scotty, I can't believe you get a budget show bag. What about people on Newstart, Scott? What's going on there?
Well, the problem with what they've been doing is they've been giving tax cuts, obviously, to people who are earning an income, but one of the problems that social services have been saying is that the Newstart really hasn't been increased. The big one for me that I thought was really interesting was small business. Now, I know we've got a lot of small business who are listening. They've actually increased the instant asset write-off scheme, which sounds as complicated as I just said it. But basically what it means is if you're a coffee shop owner, you can go out and spend anything up to $30,000 and get an instant asset write-off as opposed to having to depreciate it over, say, 3 years. So it is actually a really good deal for small business people that actually need to purchase something for their business. So it doesn't matter if it's new or secondhand. So the smart thing to do would be to get on Gumtree. Anything that you need, you can actually write it off instantly up to the value of $30,000 per item. So that's actually a really good thing.
Well, all I know is I don't understand, because everything I know about money I learnt from this great book, The Barefoot Investor, paper. You should check it out. But am I an idiot? If we're in surplus, why don't we just put it in savings?
Because it's sort of a manufactured surplus. You had Josh Frydenberg say that, you know, for the first time in 12 years, the budget will be back into surplus, but we're still in debt. So you get these projections in the budget papers that stretch out for like 10 years. It's like, come on, you know, your forecasts are no better than my footy tips.
Yeah.
But for me, it's not the government debt that we should be worried about. It's the households' debt. We've got record household debts at a time with record low interest rates. And that's why my view is that when you get, or if you're going to get your tax cut, you should be putting that either off your credit card or your mortgage, because make no mistake, we are coming into tougher times.
Well, always great to catch up, Scotty. You've nailed it for us. Go and get back on the source.
Thanks, guys.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
We celebrate at the fact that we've got this wonderful championship basketball team here called the Perth Wildcats.
Yes.
And we can say that there you get 13,000 at every home game, the Red Army, but the Red Army stretches much more than those who go to games.
Yeah, big
time.
There's
a lot of love for basketball here in Perth. But just the thought of not only our Wildcats doing so well again this season, but the thought of the best Australian players, many of whom are playing in the NBA, coming to play in Perth, gets your mouth watering, doesn't it?
That would be fantastic.
It would be incredible. Australia versus Canada, Perth Arena in August, and Boomers coach Andre Lamardis on the line. Andre, good morning, mate, and firstly, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Andre, this Boomers side looked to be the most talented Australian basketball team that we've put together. I mean, Ben Simmons, Joe Ingles, Paddy Mills. Are we expecting big things of the boys?
Yeah, I mean, we expect big things of ourselves, and it's something that we talk about whenever we come together as a group, that our goal is to go and win the gold medal. We need to set our sights on that, and that helps to drive behaviours and expectations, and it's not an arrogant statement to say that. It's something that we need to set our sights on, and we have a confidence amongst ourselves that it's something that we can realistically achieve.
And Andre, of course, this is all building up to the World Cup in China, which is starting at the end of August. I think I'm right that the last World Cup we finished 12th. I know you've just said that you're aiming for the top, but realistically we can do better than that, can't we?
Yeah, I mean, the most recent result, of course, was at the Olympics, where we finished fourth and missed out on bronze medal by a point. So we've been continuing to grow and evolve as a team, and we've got a core of that group back that's, you know, had some experience at major events, and hopefully we can add integrate some of the young, exciting talent that's coming through and continue to thrive. It's the world stage. Everybody's good. You've got to have a few things go your way, but certainly we believe we have a talent level that can enable us to compete.
Mate, Andre, you could argue one step at a time, but Tokyo 2020, it's got to be very exciting for you and the boys.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, for those unfamiliar with the qualifying process now for Tokyo, is we need to qualify through the World Cup. And that's one of the reasons the World Cup is so important. That's how you book your spot into the Olympics. So we need to come and have a good tournament here. And as you suggest, it's one step at a time because we actually need to still qualify for the Olympics.
Yes.
Yeah. Are we expecting that all those players will come and play?
So there's certainly an intent from everybody to come and play. It's been good discussions, and everybody, that's one of the things we're so fortunate in this country to have just good guys, you know, people who with good value sets and are keen to represent their country, involved in the sport, and there's a good intent from everybody to come and play. The reality is that, you know, things, there's contract negotiations, there's NBA teams sometimes get involved, there's injuries happen, but certainly as we sit here right now, there's an intent from all of our NBA-based Australian players to put their hand up and play.
And of course, Andre, Canada are no mugs themselves with plenty of players in the NBA. It'll be a great series.
Mm. Yeah, that's the thing. It's everyone's speaking about our group, but as you suggest there, the Canadians, if they get all their NBA guys, I think they've got 8 or 9 as well, plus Barrett, who plays for Duke. So it's going to be a pretty special a couple of games here that we're playing in Perth, and both teams, you know, need the games as part of their preparation for the China World Cup. So there'll be some pretty high standard quality basketball going on.
And maybe over the next 2 years, it's going to be exciting. And it's weird when you look at a player in, you know, NBL champ like Chris Goulding at Melbourne United, really having to work his butt off to try and get some time on the court. It is very exciting.
Yeah, for sure it is, and that's the thing. There's going to be some tough decisions that need to be made in terms of who ends up making that final squad, and there's going to be some very good players that miss out, and that just speaks to the health of Australian basketball at the moment.
Yep, well, most excited we've been about an Australian team going forward since you had your Gaze and Vlahov and those guys playing for Australia. Mark Bradke, we were talking about 20-something years ago and those Olympics all back then, so we are pretty pumped, and we look forward to seeing you here in August.
Yeah, look forward to being here. It'll be great.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Guys, beautiful. Kings Park.
Ah.
What a place, hey?
Yeah.
Kings Park is such a beautiful park, and anyone who lives in Perth will be like, oh, we've grown up on it. We know. We maybe take advantage of it, I think, sometimes take it for granted.
Take it for granted. Yeah.
Or drive too quickly through it and go, oh, that's right. Slow down.
Think about the big parks in other cities, Central Park in New York, you've got to go there, Hyde Park in London, and then you go to Kings Park and see that view and go, oh, right,
wow. Breathtaking still.
Mm. Yeah. Well, Matt, I know you subscribe to Vogue magazine. You're all over it.
Do I?
You see you.
Damn,
I was trying to sort of give you a bit of prestige.
Oh, okay. Yes, I do.
Well, the Vogue magazine has actually singled out Perth and Kings Park as being one of the greatest parks in the world.
Really?
In the world. Yeah. They're saying, yeah, this is right up there with, you know, the Summer Palace in Beijing, the National Garden in Athens, Hyde Park in London, Central Park in New York. Kings Park is up there.
Good on you, Vogue.
Isn't that awesome?
I thought that we were driving through to go to Bryan Adams the other night. I forget how big Kings Park is.
Yes.
And then we got round to that view and went, oh my God. I mean, think about Kings Park. You sell it like this.
Welcome to magnificent Kings Park. Did you know, with more than 4 square kilometres of bush and immaculate parkland, Kings Park is the biggest inner city park in the world?
Sounds even classier when Verity James does it.
It really does.
It's 990 acres.
Oh, they should have made it 1,000.
Yeah, what were they thinking?
Yeah.
That was just the edging for the car park.
Do you know what? I'm slightly, and obviously I say this with a kilo of salt, but there is an element of truth to it. I'm slightly traumatized by Kings Park.
Oh, really?
Why is that?
Because as a kid, I have a really vague but very strong memory of walking through there with my brother and my mum with my mum freaking out because we couldn't find the car.
Oh, no.
I think it had been one of those sorts of days, yeah, and we'd parked down one of those streets that all looked the same, you know.
And the barbecue areas all look very similar.
Yeah, yeah, and we couldn't find it. And
how old do you reckon you guys were?
Look, little boys.
Right, okay.
Little boys, yeah. But I feel like it's still sort of hanging on.
Funny what memories stay with you, isn't it?
Sounds like a Seinfeld episode. It does. Only at the shops.
Yeah.
What's your best Kings Park memory?
Well, having seen so many gigs there over the years, I never forget, and seen some wonderful shows, especially in that, you know, that Women's Memorial Botanical Gardens part, but seeing Jackson Browne one night about 7 or 8 years ago. So this amazing, you know, US songwriter, and it was summer, people started jumping into that little lake there that the ducks all live in, poo in, alga size in, right?
Yes.
People were jumping in, they had too many shardies, jumping into the water, and Jackson Browne's going, "Perth, you crazy people." And we were up on the hill laughing. I'm going, I wouldn't want to swim in that water.
That would never cross my mind to jump in that water.
They were doing bombies into it from the front.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Very funny.
No, that's not nice at all. Give us a call, though, 1-333-53, and tell us about your best Kings Park story or kind of your most memorable. I can't talk about mine.
Oh, why not?
Well, I think mine is much like everybody else's. Like,
Have you got a Park and Neckin story?
Well, just a...
Were you necking?
A little canoodle.
Oh.
I feel like if you got caught.
Yeah.
No, and it wasn't caught.
Right.
But I mean, if you're canoodling Kings Park and nobody sees, did it even happen? But it, you know, I think everyone's had a canoodle in Kings Park.
Well, unlike
haven't they, Paul? No.
I can't remember. No, I haven't. Oh, yes, I have.
So she
came up with some of you.
Yes, I have. Sorry.
Was it
a couple of times actually too.
No, there you go. Yeah, no, solo doesn't count, Paul.
Solo. Well, unlike Kimber's life, our caller of the day prize is actually PG rated.
Oh, well done.
It's a family pass to see Dumbo, the magic of Disney's all new grand live action adventure Dumbo in cinemas now. As I say, rated PG, unlike M or R for Kimber,
Kimber and James.
I'm not alone on this. Come on. Yeah, I wasn't. James was there.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G. So get into it. Yeah, right now. Tell us about your Kings Park memories. And Captain Paul will eventually remember his.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Wouldn't mind a walk through Kings Park this morning.
It'd be beautiful. Prestigious magazine Vogue has singled out Perth for having one of the best parks in the world. Our Kings Park, it is standing up against all the biggest ones we know of.
Yes.
And we want to know what your best memory is.
Even up there with Central Park?
Yeah. Central Park in New York, Hyde Park in London, the Luxembourg Gardens in Paris.
Yeah. Yep. Right, wonderful.
We want to know what your best Kings Park memory is. Shannon in Hammond Park. How are you, Shannon?
Hey, guys. I'm good. My favourite memory of Kings Park is my first date with my partner, Rocco. He took me to Sienna's in Leederville. We got some takeaway pizza and pasta and we went and sat on a hill and watched the city and looked at the city. And this Saturday we get married, so that's pretty cool.
Hey,
Shannon, you had me at Sienna's. Yum.
Oh, I know. It's the best place, hey. I drive all the way from, like, Coburn to go there because it's the best.
And congrats.
You do forget some of them, don't you? Just the simple things. That's what it offers you, simple beauty. Yep. Wonderful.
100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, congrats, Shannon. Have a wonderful wedding.
That's a great one. That's a beautiful little simple Kings Park memory.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to South Guildford. Jackie, what's your Kings Park memory?
We were about 15 to 17 in a group of teenagers, and this is in the late 70s.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And my brother, who was 17 at the time, decided he was going to streak in front of Fraser's Restaurant.
Right.
Back in those days, of course, they had the great big clock.
Yes.
So
you said clock.
Yes.
Said
clock. Yeah, I was there too.
Yeah. I said clock.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah.
He got out of the car, ran around the clock, ran around the back of the restaurant, and then tripped over one of the rocks in the garden and took out half of his knee.
Oh!
Absolutely hilarious. And, of course, my parents were out, so, of course, then we had to tell them what we'd done so that they could fix up his knee.
Oh, in the 70s, you would have dragged him home and covered him in mercurochrome, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That would have fixed it.
Yeah, and in the 70s, you'd be a hero.
I felt pretty proud of himself, even though he'd done his knee.
Damn straight.
Well, at least Jerry Fraser wasn't shucking his oysters. That's all good.
Thanks, Jackie. Emma's in Wellard. Emma, what's your best Kings Park memory?
Yeah, I was 9 months pregnant with my son, who turned out to be 9 pound 10. Right. And I had just had an appointment at King Eddie Hospital where they told me there was no sign of him coming anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pretty desperate to get him out. So we went to Kings Park and climbed the DNA tower and I went into labour that afternoon.
Oh, the old one. It's in your DNA. Well done.
You don't want to go in labour at the top of the DNA tower.
No, not at the top, no.
No.
And, it, you know, forgive me, Emma, I have never been pregnant, but is that a strange thing to want to do at that stage of your pregnancy?
Well, I just wanted to have the baby.
Ah, to help it along.
Bring it on.
There you go. There's Emma's tip. Emma from Wellard says, if you're ready to get your baby out, go to the top of the DNA tower.
My kids used to race up that bloody thing. I'm scared of heights, as you know.
Yeah.
Let's go to Aluka. G'day, Clint. What's your great memory of Kings Park?
Morning, guys. Hey, Kim, I just want to rest assured that you are not alone in your Kings Park reminiscence. When I was in the service, we had a file to go through Kings Park, and look, every single vehicle past midnight that night, it would have been 30, 40 cars, it was up to some type of procreation. And, there was one Toyota Hiace, we just came up to it on our police bikes, high beams, nudged the side of the door with their tyres, and all she could do was wave and smile and yell, I'll be finished soon.
I love it.
We did wonder how many children have ever have been
conceived
in Kings Park.
Yes. Clint,
hundreds, thousands.
Did most people get a warning for canoodling in Kings Park, or do you get arrested and busted on the spot?
We were much more of a warning. You got 5 minutes, get out of here, and we'll be back around in 5 minutes.
And you know what it was? It was for you guys to get a giggle too. Well done, Clint.
No worries.
Thanks for the call, Clint.
Nice work, officer. Well done.
Breakfast with the Lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
We do it today with our friends from Ventura Homes.
Oh, Ventura Homes, they are great. And you know what I've done? I've gone on the website to do a sneaky little look about their homes, what they offer.
Mm.
If you know the price range and the bedrooms that you want and how much street frontage you've got, you just click a button there and they tell you which one's the most suitable for your block of land.
That is brilliant. Quality designs, lifetime structural warranty, free interior design consultation and customizable plans. Talk to Ventura Homes about building your dream home today.
Yeah, just go to ventura-homes.com.au, BRN 10805.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
Oh, you tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Well, guys, we talked this week about Mick Jagger having to postpone the 9-week No Filter tour across the US because doctors told him that he's not fit enough to go on stage.
Yep. Sure.
The 75-year-old is set to have a damaged valve replaced in a New York City hospital this week. He is expected to make a complete recovery and be on stage by the summer, but he does need to have a stent placed in his heart.
Yeah,
okay, Mick.
And, well, they said heart valve replacement surgery has a 95% success rate now.
I believe it's very common and very successful, yeah.
So they think he's going to be fine. But actually, he was just undergoing a routine scan that alerted the doctors to what was going on.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, they found this unexpected issue that they said it could require hospital treatment, but he actually feels okay.
Yeah.
But his lifestyle, he's basically living like an athlete. Apparently, he is meticulous about looking after his health.
Yep.
He often won't talk for days before a gig so that he can save his voice for performances.
Yeah, that's smart.
He runs up to 8 miles a day. He cycles, does yoga, kickboxes, meditates, and takes ballet lessons.
Wow.
And on stage, he covers up to 10 miles in each show.
Okay. So he's like an AFL player.
Yeah, he really is.
He eats organic food. His diet is close to that of a top athlete. He lives on superfood smoothies, whole grain pasta, rice, beans, chicken, fish, and avocado. Mm. And the only drugs he takes are vitamins with cod liver oil, ginseng, and ginkgo biloba.
Yeah, but I bet that's good ginkgo.
Super ginkgo. Maybe some growth hormone in there.
And and Keith is doing exactly the same thing, apparently.
Yeah. It's the new life.
Yeah.
I should probably be surprised what Keith is doing. Like, it's so different to the old days, but he still looks 106.
Yeah.
Well, you can't undo that damage,
Keith
can
will you? Outlive the cockroaches.
Now, guys, Marvel have released a new trailer for Avengers Endgame. It is the scattered heroes at the end of the Infinity War, and they've had to find their way back together and have one last attempt at avenging what they lost.
If we do this, we'd be going in short-handed.
Yeah, you mean because he killed all our friends?
We owe this to everyone who's not in this room to try.
We're the Avengers. We gotta finish this. You trust me?
I do.
I do.
Yeah, you gotta finish this dream boat. Oh, Robert Downey Jr., of course,
settle
the usual
pedal.
Stars. Brie Larson, Chris Hemsworth, Mark Ruffalo. hits cinemas on April 26.
Hang on, I just got to write that down. April 26.
You might know.
You've got to watch all of the other Marvels to understand what's going on.
Do I?
Yeah.
Then you have to go to Marvel Stadium.
Because when I said off air, I said Robert Downey Jr. of course is in this, and Matt went, "Hang on, isn't he Iron Man?" Yes, mate. He's part of all of the Avengers. They're all working together.
Oh, good. Gal? Look, I'm glad they're working together.
There's no Gal Gadot. Back down, Captain Paul.
Stop talking about Wonder Woman.
And go. Taron Egerton is playing Elton John in the Rocketman biopic.
Yep.
That is Elton singing with Taron at Elton's birthday party.
Yep.
And he said that meeting Elton has helped him create his character for the film.
Meeting the real Elton for the first time was intimidating. He is someone who feels a bit like royalty. Until you meet him, you kind of forget that he's a real sort of person. He's sort of more of an idea than he is a kind of a walking, talking human being.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
So well, famous.
He said when it came to advice, though, Elton hasn't given him anything. No tips on how to play him, nothing at all. Egerton said Elton is a supporter and he's been very present, but he has not guided him. And Egerton says he's actually given me real license and I'm grateful for that.
Okay. He probably said one thing to him, which is, don't make me look bad or you'll never forget it.
Actually, Taron will make him look good.
Yeah.
And Matt, if you could write this down, the film will be in cinemas May 17.
No, I do want to see that.
Okay. That's your Daily Juice.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Woo! Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's watching King.
Kimber's clicking her fingers like she's in a jazz club.
Yo.
Are we not?
Check it. Well, we could get a bit jazzy. We'll talk to...
Could we?
We will, yeah. I don't know how Jen missed this story. Yeah. We know that cows are responsible for producing a hell of a lot of methane.
Oh, actually, cows produce 20% of the methane in production every year.
Yes, and, you know, as we know, as well as doing that, the deforestation to give them the grasslands to feed means that they are quite an environmentally impactful beast.
They are a demanding animal.
As tasty as they may be, I will add.
We live with the cow fluffs for that reason.
As long as you're not smelling the methane while you're eating.
That's right. Well, they also produce a hell of a lot of wee-wee.
Oh.
Oh, really? Right?
And, of course, that contains ammonia, which isn't great for the environment either.
Nice one, cows.
Yeah.
Ruining it for everyone.
But the Dutch, God, they're onto it. They have found a way of collecting, basically of getting cows to go to the toilet.
Okay.
So this guy, Henk Heinskamp.
Great name.
Yeah, fantastic name. And be sure that his name will appear in one of my many voices at some point during the year. He's found a way to collect the 15 to 20 litres of wee-wee that cows produce every day, which is like a big Saturday night with some very good friends, isn't it? He's got the, and now then the ammonia, of course, that creates atmospheric pollution. It's an irritant, and they reckon that when that gets into the water supply, it helps create the algae.
Okay, so he's trying to collect it in like a receptacle, so it's not out in the field.
That's right.
Okay,
and he's worked out a way of doing it where he puts a little plate of food at the head, obviously.
Sure.
And they go in there and they eat their food, and at the udder end.
Udder.
Okay, see what I did there?
Yeah.
When they finish, a little robot arm comes out and stimulates them.
No.
Excuse me.
That's it there. And
Bessie's happy.
And they go for a little wee-wee. It stimulates a nerve.
Gee.
And it, well, get that sound again, Claire. It's just, it goes in like that and they do a little wee-wee.
Yeah, Matt's doing the finger motion as we speak, yeah.
At a time when we're all talking about, you know, confirming consent, this just really doesn't feel like appropriate for the cows.
There is a hashtag movement
like, while you're eating.
Yes.
Yeah, while you're eating and you're not paying attention, do you mind if we stimulate your glands?
Well, but he reckons that the cows love it.
Right.
Yeah, they're Dutch. They're into anything, let's be honest.
Possibly. They just want a drink of milk.
Yeah.
While he's there, why isn't he teaching them to do number twos in there as well?
Well, that's going to take a lot more time and a lot more trust.
And a lot more stimulation.
and another bottle of Sauvignon Blanc.
I am cow, hear me moo. I weigh twice as much as
Helga,
you.
Come here.
And I look good on the barbecue.
It's time for your stimulation.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Correct.
Mix 94.5's Blue Light Disco.
We are hosting a Blue Light Disco on Friday, April 12, Capital Nightclub, putting up the Pinocchio sign just for us, and we've been giving away invitations for those who registered at mix.com.au.
Yeah, but we're also upgrading people to the VIP section, which gets you all the extra stuff. And John from Kinross, we want you to join us.
Oh, awesome. Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure, John. There'll be nibbles, there'll be drinks, and you get to hang out in the VIP section with us. Can't wait to meet you.
Oh, looking forward to it. That's absolutely awesome. Thanks very much, guys.
John, have you got your friends in mind? You got family you're bringing, friends? Who's coming?
Well, there'll be my wife, Cherry.
Yep.
And we'll have to sit down and work out who's coming with us.
I'll tell you what, John, you'll be pleased you're in the VIP section too, because the dance floor gets absolutely chockers, and every now and then you just need somewhere to go to have a rest.
I look forward to that.
And you and your wife choosing these other two friends, John, this is going to be harder than picking the wedding
invitations.
John, we look forward to seeing you there. Get a costume together, maybe whatever you would have worn to the Blue Light Disco back in the day.
Righto.
We'll all be dressed up, so you won't be alone.
I look forward to meeting you guys. Thank you so much.
You too, bud.
Absolutely awesome.
Have your dream home built by First Most Awarded Home Builder. Talk to Ventura Homes today. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.